Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Don't you want to go?
Okay, I have to stop right there. I literally saw where the... Yep. Where everybody knows
who you are.
You want to go where everybody knows who you are. That's where you are right now. It's Team Awesome Inc. soundcheck time. And what do we do for the soundchecks, Armando Aranda?
The shout outs.
That's fucking right. God damn, it took you long enough to answer the question. Ugh. Yeah. How dare you? We got some cool shout outs from the peeps, guys. And as per usual, Team Awesome Inc. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. Of course, download, subscribe, all that good stuff to our website, yotina.podomatic.com. Sorry, I have a message from Armando. He says he's at my door. Okay. Hey. Oh, there you are. It just popped on. All right, here we go. Checking the shout-outs to the peeps. We got some pretty cool fucking shit from people.
All right. Sounds good.
Did I already mention we're trying to be more selective about our shout-outs? And we have one really long shout-out and one... Mm-hmm. Not so long shout out, so I picked the two best.
Okay.
I'll save the best for last, Armando. So here's the second somewhat decent shout out. This is to our Dunkirk trailer reaction.
Right.
Trailer number two to Dunkirk, which people are digging. He goes on to say, this is from The Cuckoo Clock, Not All. He goes to say, it's a true story. If the British Army hadn't been rescued, the Nazis would have won World War II. This is not hyperbole. Or hyperbole or whatever.
Hyperbole.
If you want to be a proper speaker of the English language, this is not that is not hyperbole. There would have been no D-Day. There couldn't have been. The Nazis would have been able to focus on Russia, and it too would have fallen. We would live in a very different world. So I guess Dunkirk, what happened there was massively, massively important, which is really cool. So thank you for bringing that up to us, The Cuckoo Clock, Not All. Don't know what that means, but we asked for a history lesson on it. So we're like, tell us what the fuck happened. Like, just educate us.
Historians.
Please let us know what's going on. Because
we're
going to
have the most intelligent commenters.
And they did. And that guy left a good one. And then somebody left a real dick comment.
Oh, yeah?
But I don't like to focus on them.
Oh.
Here we go. Oh, this is a great one, Armando. This is this guy, Kevin Rao or Kevin Rowe or Kevin whatever. Oh. R-O-W-E. Rowe.
Kevin, I think it's Rowe.
Kevin Rowe says, and this is to our Dark Tower review. Awesome review. This is a long one. Again, Kevin Rowe says, awesome review. You guys bring great energy. I deem it very appropriate. I've seen hundreds of reviews of the Dark Tower because I love the books. I almost teared up myself when I heard the gunslinger motto. Well, it's the credo, but whatever. I'm not going to correct someone who's being polite to us. Thank you, Kevin Rao. He goes on to say, hard to deny the awesomeness. I was excited to see you guys because you were not boring. He goes on a list.
Yay.
He says, here's why. Number one, you were funny before the video even started, just having your natural banter. Oh, well, thank you, sir. That's what Armando and I do. We have great natural banter.
Yes.
He goes on to say, it made me like your personalities before hearing your reactions. Thank you very much. That was intentional. That's how I planned it.
Yes. Meant to do it.
And he says, that makes me care a bit more about your reactions prior to hearing them. I know these are intelligent, funny guys with good attitudes going into the trailer. Thank you for saying that. Number two, this is the second part. He says, you didn't just stare at the screen when the video played. There were honest, immediate reactions that let me know you were excited or intrigued by what you were seeing. Great stuff. Keep it up. Kevin Rao. Thank you, Kevin Rao. You are awesome. Dude, thanks for liking our reaction. Thanks to all the peeps out there. Kevin Rao and The Cuckoo Clock, Not All, and everyone else. It's really kind of you to take time to write that. You know, it's interesting. When you do the trailer reactions, you don't think, like, if people are going to like them or if they're going to get what you're doing. And he kind of broke it down, like, what we were doing in our trailer reactions.
Well, I mean,
he kind of figured it out. Not that we weren't being, like, you know.
Well, if you...
Not that we were hiding our formula, but it was, like, pretty obvious what we were doing. Was that, like, you know, we always start off just you and me talking.
Right.
Loosen them up a bit, right? I like to call it the finger them before you fuck them.
Yeah.
Because I'm an eloquent man.
Yes.
Oh, that's horrible. I'm so sorry. I had to go extreme.
That's a classic.
Come on. I had to go extreme, man. Come on. It's YouTube. It's the internet. You got to go big. You got to go hard or go home, motherfucker. So yes, I foreplayed them before I fornicated them.
Oh yes,
which is what we do. And then we go into the trailer, and then we react to it. And then we literally go into what we think it's about based on the trailer alone, and we rate it out of five things. And the five things are irrelevant.
Yeah,
it's just five things, whatever they are, whatever is relevant to the movie trailer. Whatever. That's all we do. I mean, it's
now we're going to patent it.
Well, it's already technically patented because this is, as they're hearing it, it's already been copywritten on Podomatic and LLC through Podomatic and iTunes. Mm. So it's basically been copywritten. I mean, it's as they're hearing it. I mean, you could still, there's no one saying you can't not do it that way.
Yeah.
But since I've laid it out verbatim now, if you do it verbatim and I catch you, I'm going to fucking sue the shit out of you. That's why I did it. It's my great scheme, Armando. I give away the winning formula only to sue them and make money. It's so obvious, you guys.
Duh. It's genius. We're a step ahead.
Yeah, we're always one. We're always half a step
half
ahead.
A step.
Kind of half a step
kinda
ahead.
Half a, yeah, a toe.
We're like a like pace. We're a pace ahead. A single pace.
Pace.
Yeah, a broad step it is. So that concludes our soundtrack shoutouts for now. We're being more selective. And after such an awesome shoutout from Kevin Rao, not much else to add after that.
Yeah,
I mean, we've pretty much like been like, hey guys, isn't this great thing this guy wrote about us?
Wow.
But
I mean, thank you.
But dude, seriously though, I mean, I wanted to give him the attention because, you know, it meant a lot to me, and I wanted Armando to hear it so that he could see that.
See that I'm not wasting my time.
Yeah, because he keeps acting like a dick every time he comes over. Fucking diva. What am I reacting to today? No, I refuse.
Where's my Pellegrino?
Yeah, I refuse to react to this. This is beneath me. What is this, Cars 2? Cars 3 or 4? I don't give a shit. I'm not reacting to that trailer. By the way, we're not reacting to the Cars. There's another Cars movie. We're not reacting to those trailers. You know why? I don't care. I don't care about the Cars movies.
But it's Pixar.
So? The Cars movies suck for Pixar.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, that's going to conclude this soundcheck shout-out. Thank you, Kevin Rao. Thank you, Cuckoo Clock. Not at all. Thank you to everyone else who's been liking and subscribing. All the new subscribers, all the new Twitter followers. Thank you, everybody. And thank you, Armando Aranda. Before we get on to the show, let's do a quick check-in with each other.
Yep.
I'm okay.
Yeah, me too. I'm good.
Yep. All right. That's it. That's it from us. Thanks for checking in with us.
Yeah.
And you're welcome for that update from us in our lives.
Good, not great.
Yeah, we're good, but not great. You know, it's just hanging in there. It's like the kitty on the poster. Just hanging in there. All right. Let's start the show.
Yeah. Get out. Get out.
That's right, people. Mike Zimmer here, joined with Armando Aranda, and we're here to talk about probably the most important subject we've ever discussed on this show. And I'm just going to pose this question to Armando.
Sure.
Armando, coming into these segments, he has no idea what we're going to be discussing.
Not this one.
The title, you guys know. You've seen the title, you read the description. Armando has no idea.
No clue.
All right, Armando, this is the big one. I mean, I was going to make it's a part of Awesome Hypotheticals, but I'm just going to make this its own. But
okay, maybe it's something entirely new.
Armando Aranda.
Yes.
Is there a God?
Mm.
Answer the question. I asked you once. Don't make me ask you again.
I can't give a straight yes or no answer to that.
I want a yes or no answer. We are going to determine right now.
Well, what is God?
Between now.
What is God, Mike?
And when my friend Dave gets back to me on my cell phone, he's going to text me, and then I got to meet up with my friend Dave. We have to figure out if there is a God.
Okay.
All right.
Well, what?
Are you ready for this shit?
Well, which God?
That's what I'm asking. What do you believe in?
I don't.
Like, I think we should start with what we personally believe in.
Okay.
And then we should move into what the major beliefs are.
Okay, sure.
Or should we go the other way? Oh, shit. Should we go the other way? Should we start with, like, the major beliefs? Well, I mean, you know. Okay.
Let's
start with traditional.
Okay, traditional.
Tradition. Okay, the traditional religions are, you know, you've got Buddhism, Christianity, Muslim. And
Shinto?
Others.
Yes.
And others. Those are the only ones I can think of. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, Christianity, Judaism,
because everything else
Buddhism,
is like a different version. Yeah, Islam.
Hindu.
Islam? Isn't that... Wait, Islam?
Islam is what?
Is that Muslim or...
Yeah, yeah. Well, when you're referring to a person, they're called a Muslim.
Oh, right.
When you're referring to religion, it's called Islam.
Oh, so I say Islam. I'm sorry. Islam. And then what else? We said Buddhism. Mormon.
Mormon.
But more, does that fall under the category of Christianity? I believe
it's
it
sort
does.
Of, it's sort of Christianity.
I believe it. Okay, Mormons, you're under the Christian Catholic banner. Sorry, even though you believe in God and Jesus to an extent, whatever. Like, even though Joe Smith is your Jesus, John Smith or whatever the fuck his name is.
You use a lot of the same stuff.
All right, so we got that.
Hindu.
Oh, and then we've got the people who...
Hindus, right?
A Hindu, yes. Can't forget Hindu. People who believe in Krishna, Shiva. There's a bunch of other major world religions that we're not really hitting upon. Avi.
Well, I think we've got like the...
Most of the major ones out of the
way. Yeah, I think we've got most of the population covered.
And all of those are faith-based belief structures. Those are all about, you know, built upon narrative threads that have parables in them that help teach life lessons that were passed down from generation to generation and are to be guiding posts from people's lives, right? Sure. Why not?
Supposed
to be at the time because they didn't really have laws or cops or ways of enforcing laws and people acting like animals and crazy and getting away with whatever the hell they wanted because there weren't cameras and security.
Yeah.
They needed to put the fear of God into people in order to get them to not act like fucking selfish bastards.
Yeah, I think it was...
You'll go to hell forever if you do that. Oh, shit, I better not do that. I don't want to go to hell forever.
It was a good idea at the time.
Yeah, so, okay. But, I mean, that's where the idea of religion kind of came from as far as, like, I think society using it as a tool to maintain order.
Yes, that's what I believe. I believe that too,
to be honest with you. But as far as, but that's like, religion is the symptom of a god. God is the, if you want, God is the problem, but religion is the symptom of God. If we were to look at God as a disease or a bacteria, the symptoms of that would be the various religions and the belief structures behind that. Those would be the sort of the symptoms that you have, the people that believe in it, the people that worship it, the replicating cells of that. Virus known as religion. But we're not here to diss on religion. We're here to talk about God. Literally, God. That's what the segment's called. God.
Well,
in brackets, is it real?
Well, what do you mean by God?
That's what I'm asking. What is your definition of God? Because we've gone through the sort of regular religions, and everyone's kind of familiar with those, and if you're not, go look them up. But when it comes to our own personal beliefs, what is your own personal belief on God?
Okay, so...
Fuck it.
Well, yeah.
Why not?
I mean, from everything I heard, what makes the most sense to me is that there is nothing that isn't God. So...
What? Wait a minute. What? What do you mean, nothing that isn't God?
I mean, like, you know, that tack on the wall? That's God.
Oh, you mean because God made everything...
Yeah, but God is everything.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And we are, like, everything is, like, an illusion. It's like God, like, pretending that God is not God.
Okay. Huh. No, try to explain this again.
Yes.
It makes sense, but I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it.
Mm-hmm.
God is everything and everyone.
Right. Okay, yeah.
I got that part. So what does that mean to me? If God is everything and everyone.
Means that you don't have to worry so much, dude.
Okay. that's what you believe in?
You're going to die, like, but you'll still be around in some capacity.
Oh, okay. I mean,
you know, if you want to be.
I, you know, like, I subscribe to the energy theory.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I, you know, I'm big on energy. You know, energy is something that's proven. Mm-hmm. And we know that energy doesn't, like, it. You can't create or destroy energy or matter.
Right.
It merely changes form.
Right.
That's just a fact in physics. So, and you look at human consciousness, and they say they can't, like, measure it, or they can't figure out what makes a human conscious. To me, I feel like that's what makes us who we are. Otherwise, we're just a bundle of nerves and you know what I mean? Like, we're just a bunch of nerves and synapses and things just firing off, and we're just walking around reacting to things, which may very well be the case. But there's more than that. Like, the way we feel, the way in which we have structured our society, I can't help but think we have we have energy inside of us. We do. Obviously, we are made of energy. We're matter. We are made of matter.
We're talking. We're moving.
And I feel like a part of... If you subscribe to the multiverse theory or the multidimensional theory, well, honestly, matter can exist on different levels, and energy can exist in different dimensions simultaneously at the same time, which means even though we are perceiving things in the third dimension and existing in the third dimension, we could very well be inhabiting the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth dimensions.
Okay. So
at the same time simultaneously, but we don't realize it.
So, yeah.
So when you die in this dimension, you're not really dying. Your matter is just like, it's essentially the physical form in which you were existing in here is just, it doesn't exist. So maybe it's like you just go off to the next. I don't know. Right. I haven't been there, but I subscribe to energy and matter changing form.
Right.
So I just think that if consciousness is a form of energy and matter, and if you, I mean, they haven't really been able to prove or disprove that it is. Mm-hmm. I think it is, because what else do you call that? That part of us that we can't describe. And it's like, well, science hasn't been able to figure it out. And it's like, well, yeah, but it's consciousness. They still can't figure out why we sleep. Scientists don't know why we sleep. They say we have no idea why human beings sleep. Yeah. We know that they sleep for a reason. We know that we sleep for a reason.
Well, without sleep, we go insane.
We go insane. But why? We don't technically need it. Mm-hmm. Technically, we don't need it. Mm-hmm. As long as we eat enough food and take enough rest, and we don't technically need to sleep. Why is that? Maybe the consciousness is a part of that. But again, that's the beauty of philosophy, is that you could philosophize, but you don't have to really be factual. You could just sort of
channeling Mitch Hedberg over here.
It's true. It's very true. You can pontificate, and then you can verbally masturbate. If I'm going to continue with my Mitch Hedbergisms. But it's true. I mean, like, that's the beauty of philosophy, is that you can discuss this kind of shit. I mean, not to say that we're philosophers of any kind, but, you know, we do speak hypothetically always, and we always speak hyperbole.
Yeah, yeah.
So when it comes, that's what I think. Ask me what God is. I think God is just like a bat. Like, if you imagine like a glowing orb of energy, and it's this massive glowing orb of energy, that's our planet. But we can't see it as that massive glowing orb of energy. We're all bits and pieces of that, like you said, like God is everything and everywhere. To me, that's the energy that's in all of us, is that we're a part of the cosmos, we're a part of this earth, we came from this earth. If that's the case, then when you die, you don't go anywhere. You just stay. We're not leaving. We never left the energy orb. We're still a part of it. We're in the orb. We're just bits and pieces of the energy orb that's going around, moving around, doing stuff. And then when we die, we just go. We get sucked back into that energy orb, and we're still. It's not even like dying. It's just like that orb gains more knowledge or something. That's how I'd like to look at it. Yeah. Is that maybe the orb, whatever energy field is out there, every death, every life, every person that ever lived, whatever that energy is that I believe in personally, me personally, I feel like that's what we learn from. And I feel like that's how we evolve. And maybe that's Gaia, if you want to call it Gaia, the spirit of the earth, the earth mother spirit, Gaia. That's another religion, another thing that people believe in. I believe in energy. I believe in positive and negative energy. I mean, you know, maybe that's the part of the Buddhist shit that I had to go through when I was in fucking AA. God damn it. Pick a religion. Fuck you, Buddhism. Everything is and is not. Oh. Dick. I am an addict, but I'm also not an addict. fuck, his religion is really screwing us on this AA shit. Sorry. It's okay. Buddhism works for AA. If you're an AA and if you're gravitating towards Buddhism to help you, if it works for you, do it. I mean, I'm just saying that, like, that's the thing. AA got a bit culty and they always, like, they wanted you to pick a religion or a higher power. Right. I get that. That's fine. It's not for everyone, not necessarily for me. But right. I chose Buddhism just because it just made the most sense. But I still subscribe to science and facts. I subscribe to that, and I subscribe to energy. Simply put, we're just energy. So, and energy just changes form. So what that form is, I don't know. Mm. I hope it's fucking cool as shit. I hope it's like we turn into like glowing unicorns with like rainbow wings. Oh, and when we fly, glitter like comes from our asses. That would be amazing. I would love that if that's what we all turned into when we died, like in the next like life. May we all turn into glowing unicorns with rainbow wings that fart glitter.
Yes.
Seriously, I hope that happens to us all, because we all deserve that beautiful life.
Glitter farts.
Rainbow wings, man. Rainbow wings. You can fly in style. And you're a glowing unicorn. Fuck yeah. Come on.
Glowing unicorn.
That's what David Bowie... Actually, that might be what David Bowie turned
into. Rainbow wings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the song. That's what God is. God is a glowing unicorn with rainbow wings and farts glitter. You figured it out, Armando. Sent his own son... to die.
My rainbow unicorn god farts sprinkles.
Mine farts glitter.
You must die.
That's it. It's time that we war.
We war.
Now we war. War time. Yep, that's what happens. Yep. God damn it. Yeah, fuck every time. God damn it indeed. And I'm not missing the pun on that. It's true. Jesus damn it. And, well, I can't say the other ones because, you know, people get mad about the other.
Yeah, really
the other,
mad.
The other,
really mad.
The other sons of God. If you talk about any other sons of God, people get mad. You know, like Krishna. Or Siddhartha. From Buddhism.
I guess they kind of deified him.
They deified him, but yeah, he wasn't technically a son of God.
Yeah, who was probably the first guy? Hey, I'm not God.
Remember the first guy they said was Jesus? Remember, it was like the very first one they said was like, oh, it's all based on this one guy.
Oh, like Apollonius or
yes,
something?
Yes, Apollonius or something like that, yeah. What's his deal?
I don't know.
We gotta look that up.
Was he well, that sounds Greek, kind of.
Maybe. It might be Grecian and we're fucking it up. Look, the point is that we're talking about belief. We're talking about God. If there is a God, we're determining if there is or is not a God. Armando, at the heart of the universe, scientists have found binary code.
Mm.
As in a series of ones and zeros that describe this universe. Now, I subscribe to the simulation theory. If the simulation theory is correct, who created the creators of our simulation? And who created those creators and those creators and those creators? Is it literally infinity? It's infinite, and that's why existence is just infinite?
Well, I mean...
If there's infinite realities, which has been proven, the multiverse has more or less been proven.
Right.
No one's ventured off into multiple dimensions, but they've more or less said, yes, multiple realities do exist because quantum computing has proven it. Quantum computing has proven because quantum computing can, one and zero exist simultaneously at the same time in quantum computing. Buddhists love this. Buddhists all over the world are like, yes, finally, we were right. Told you motherfuckers, ones and zeros. Everything is and is not the same time. Fuck you. Quantum computing. Prove Buddhism is right. Science.
Beat
bitch.
You by thousands of years.
It took thousands of years for you fuckers to listen to us. But
oh,
yeah.
Wait. How old is Buddhism?
Beyond thousands of years. Mm-hmm. Probably billions.
Billions. Okay.
Probably since the Big Bang. Who knows, really? No one knows. It's a mystery.
Yeah, nobody ever.
It's a mystery.
Forever
but
remain a mystery.
Leave in the comments below when Buddhism started. We're just going on based on the knowledge that we have, which is limited, yes, but we're pontificating. Is there a God? I don't know, man. If you're looking at that, I mean, if I subscribe to the simulation theory, that's my personal belief.
Well,
do I think there's a great programmer? I don't think there's one. For our reality, our simulation, I believe it's probably a committee of people who are studying something. But that could just be me thinking that our dimension and our reality is so special that we would be studied by a team of scientists. It very well could just be some 14-year-old kid who's running around doing Grand Theft Auto and jumping into different people's bodies.
Yep. Could be.
Holy fuck. How horrifying is that? Oh my God.
It is and it isn't.
It is and it isn't. Yeah, because it's not real. But for us, it's real. Hey, man, it might not be real to you, but it's real to me. Like, if the characters, if I was ever playing Grand Theft Auto and a guy came up to me and said, hey, what are you doing? Stop that. I'd be like, what? I'd be like, I'd just turn over. I mean, you wouldn't be able to talk. I'd be like,
right.
Be like, don't you realize you're, oh my God, you just punched that woman. Why would you do that? Are you okay, ma'am? Are you, sir, that's fucked up. Like, you know, like they responded like real people.
Yeah.
And the woman's like, oh my God, my jaw. Like, you know, like, and it's like, did you just take her money? He just took her money. So someone call the police. Like, this is like if they genuinely responded that right. way. And then everyone like dogpiled on you because you punched that woman in the face. Like,
right.
That would be more realistic to me. That would be like, you know, then you'd really have to fight your way out of that. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Unlike Grand Theft Auto, where it's a little bit easier.
Yeah, it's easier.
If the AI were turned up a bit more, not just on the cops, which, by the way, Grand Theft Auto 5, your cop AI is a little too unforgiving. You need to be a little chill on the cop AI. Sorry, but they might not be as organized as you think. In the video games, that is. In the video games. I'm not talking about real life. In real life, they're highly organized. So, I don't know. I mean, if I believe in a programmer, would I call that programmer the God?
Well,
I mean,
okay.
I guess, yeah. So, I guess that would be my God, the God of our universe.
Okay.
If we consider it the creator of the universe, if it created the code that created the universe, which created our Earth, that would be our programmer, our God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, like...
Fuck.
And I don't believe in like worship. Well, maybe like I believe in having reverence for like just about everything, or maybe everything. But yeah but I just don't like the connotation that you know worship means you have to be like servile and you know subservient. Right. To something that's what I don't like. I don't think anybody should be subservient to anything.
No, it's like you think of your own parents. You know, it's like your parents didn't want you to worship them. Your parents didn't want you to like pray to them.
If you had good enough parents, yes.
Well, I had one parent that wanted me to worship them, but I mean, you know, I had parents. Basically, I didn't have to deal with that aspect of it. Like
they
religion.
Were sane enough.
It wasn't like a religion. It was a family.
Okay.
Religion is, to me, religion isn't like, I don't know. It's a different story. It's my own personal beliefs. For other people, if you're a religious person and you believe in the any sort of God, whether it be Christian or any other God there is, who knows? It's a mystery. We mentioned them earlier. I don't want to get into them again. We're not trying to offend. We're fucking around and doing a parody satire of whether or not there is a God.
Mm.
This is a satire of whether this is a satirical discussion of whether or not there is a God.
Mm.
And I don't think that if there is a God, I think that God is bored, very bored, and is fucking with this planet too much. Mm. If there is a God, they're bored. And they're not. There isn't a grand scheme. There is no grand plan. And if there is a grand scheme and a grand plan, it does not involve an individual person. It involves the entire society.
Mm.
If there is a God, a quote-unquote God. Probably, if there is a God, it's probably busy with the other alien civilizations that are out there. Like, helping them develop and grow. Probably starting other planets if there is a God. How lofty is it of us to think that if there is a God, that God would be focused on our planet and on our species, considering how vast the universe is and how the potentiality for life exists in all over the universe?
Oh, yeah.
And God is creating that life all over the universe, how fucking lofty are we to be like, oh, he's only paying attention to Earth and only paying attention to us? He's setting up shop all over, man.
Well,
it's like Kurt Russell in a certain movie. No spoilers for any movies.
Yeah. Well, yes and no again.
Right.
Because it's just like, well,
Buddhism.
I mean,
God damn it.
Yeah, I would view it. You know, I would view it. Yeah.
It's my own religion, like, and I hate it, and I love it. Like, which makes sense.
You know, you're here. Like, if you view yourself as a puppet, you know, God has his hand up your ass, moving your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You know, and you know, like you're seeing. You know, like you are God. You know, like seeing through the body of Mike, you know?
But there's, I can totally understand that, and I can see where you're coming from with that, and I like that idea. So that's what you believe God is, if there is a God?
Yeah, but like God's playing the part of everything. God's playing all the parts.
I see. That's what you. That's what you're. That's the belief you have for that. Mm. Interesting. I mean, that would make sense. I mean, again, that could go back to our teenage kid playing Grand Theft Auto, jumping from body to body and experiencing different things. And just
yes,
being,
I know again.
You know, like our whole world could just be one giant video game that people plug into and just play different parts and customize their characters. Mm-hmm. It's like that episode of Rick and Morty where it was the Rick put a headset on Morty and he lived a life well lived. And he lived an entire life and he's like, oh my God, what happened? He's like, what happened to my life?
Yeah, as soon as he was an old man and he fell off a ladder.
Yeah, he survived cancer and like he had kids and he was like a football player in high school and it's like he had a whole life but it only happened within like 30 seconds. And shit. And then Rick put the headset on and put Roy. It's like, whoa, he's taking Roy off the grid. It's like, that's what we could be. That's very well what our existence could be. We could just be different.
Yeah, we could just be playing
vessels
a video game.
We could be different vessels that people just jump into and play. And like, literally, it's like Ready Player One. It's like, it could be literally, or Matrix style, like even like, we, like, or it could be the opposite. We could just be programs in a system, or it could be what Armando says, we're an organic thing in this dimension, in this reality, and that God is the planet, and or not the planet, but God is within all of us.
Yeah, God's everything. God is everywhere. So God is like we're part of God. We're part of the like my.
So what I experience, God experiences.
Yep.
Hold on. I owe God something real quick. Sorry, that's for some of my family members. That's for some. That's for middle school, high school. What else? That's also for all the horrible atrocities that happen to children all over the world. What is that? That's for like
AIDS.
Oh yeah, AIDS. Cancer, you know, like that, seriously.
Tsunamis.
You know, there was this great quote, and I think we'll end the segment on this, which is quite possibly the most bleak way of looking at it, but it was Stephen Fry. Stephen Fry had a great quote, and someone said, they asked Stephen Fry, and I love Stephen Fry. If you're not familiar with who he is, he's a great English philosopher / comedian / writer / awesome guy. Yes. Just go YouTube Stephen Fry.
Yeah, he's a joy to hear talk.
He is. He's amazing. And he's also worked with Hugh Laurie, a.k.a. Dr. House.
House, yes.
A.k.a. Dr. House.
A.k.a.
that
the
pill popping.
A.k.a. the guy on the airplane in Friends.
Yeah, that, him too. A.k.a. the guy with the cane, popping pills, grumbling all the time. I'm a doctor. I got problems. I'm English, though. You can't tell. My accent's really good. So anyway, he used to do a comedy duo with Fry and Laurie, and they were amazing together. Mm. But Stephen Fry has gone off to sort of write books and be this great thinker and author and lecturer, and he had this question posed to him and said, what if you die and you're at the pearly gates and there's St. Peter? And he goes, well, you know, and God's there. And he goes, well, Steve, you had all this stuff to say about me and say that I didn't exist and I wasn't real and now here you are. What do you have to say for yourself? And Stephen Fry goes, what about cancer in children? What about that? What's that all about? What about all the pain that's suffered all over the world? What about all the wars and atrocities? Childhood AIDS, childhood epidemics, hunger. What about entire genocides?
Right.
Nuclear bombs, atomic bombs. Do you have an answer for all these horrible atrocities? What sort of a God would do these things? Create a world of people that can feel, think, and exist, and then proceed to torture them and make them suffer. What sort of God then turns around and says, I love you? You know what God does that? An insane God, and a God that I don't want any part of. And I was just like, damn, excellent way to put it. It's like, what sort of God, if there is a God that supposedly loves us, and what sort of grand scheme and grand plan is that? What's that all about? All that pain and suffering, men, women, and children, everyone on this planet, for what point? Other than to say, prove that you love me. Well, that's not any God I want to worship, and I don't think that's a God anyone else should have to worship. I think the God that is worth worshiping is the one that loves. If it's a God of love and understanding and forgiveness, A God that's like, hey, man.
You
know what? You fucked up. You know what? Everyone gets a second chance. You know, you're human.
That's the kind of, well,
I made you human and you.
Exactly. That's the, exactly the kind of contradiction that, like, you know, got me away from my, like, original religion that I was brought up with.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I mean, it's just like, wait, so, I mean, like, when I find out more about people, that makes me respect, well, not always, but usually make,
not in every case, yes, yeah, but in some cases,
but it
yes.
It usually makes exceptions. Me, like, understand them more.
Absolutely.
Understand them, and makes me more likely to forgive them. And then, like, what, like, so an all-knowing, all-loving God would be less forgiving and more judgmental than
towards
me?
Other people than others? Well, then that's an elitist God.
Right.
That's fucked up, man.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, if you want, so I, that's why I believe in energy. So if you want to ask me, like, so if we are to conclusively say, is there a God?
Well, depends on your depends on your definition.
It depends on your definition of a God.
By my definition, yes.
So by Hermano's definition, there is a God. By my definition, there's a type of God.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to say yes. Mm-hmm. To me, it's a type of God. I don't think it's the way in which we view it. I think it's so abstract and so out of our realm of understanding.
Well, that I agree.
That we'll never be able to comprehend it in this reality. In this reality, we'll never be able to comprehend it.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if we'd ever be able to comprehend it.
Probably,
ever. Except to say that it's beyond comprehension.
Currently, it's beyond comprehension until.
But I think God is infinite, so it's like, I don't know.
It could
know,
just
like,
be another word for anything.
Right.
Oh, Jesus. Hey! So we'll end it there. Well, that's going to do it, guys. Is there a God? Yes, there is. But we don't know which one it is. We know there is a God. We just don't know which one it is.
I don't even know. I can't even say for sure, you know.
Shut up. We already said there is one. You already said yes. You shut your mouth.
I'm leaning towards yes.
We're leaning towards yes. So it's a yes. Confirmed. I have to keep dinging that bell. It is confirmed. Shut up, Armando. There is a God. All right. You're welcome. Right. We've answered the question. You could all shut up now. There is a God. We just don't know which one it is. Figure it out. Yeah. You have to do the rest of the research for yourselves. And if you don't think there's a God, then leave a comment below. Let us know. Start a conversation, a dialogue. What do you think God is? And if somebody says the Flying Spaghetti Monster one more fucking time, you know, I can't handle the Flying fucking
that,
Spaghetti
is anybody
Monster.
Still referencing?
Yes,
that?
They always. It always pops up. Well, I wanted to believe in a giant flying spaghetti monster. Blah blah blah. Well, then go believe in it. You assholes. All right, sorry.
I'm like, go ahead.
They keep throwing that like as an argument into people's faces, and I'm like, that's not a decent. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, everybody. I genuinely appreciate it. I'm sorry I'm being so negative, but whenever you talk about God and religion, things get a little bit
spiritual, I guess. You know,
a spirited debate.
Things get spirited, but what can I tell you? Hey. We always get one in every segment. So that's going to do it. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like, comment, and leave comments below. Let us know what you think about the debate, the religion debate. It goes on. It'll go on forever until we're dead. So not forever. Wait, even after we're dead, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe.
If the world doesn't end.
That happens.
Because we die, the world ends. That's how we die.
Or then, you know, there might be another dimension where it doesn't.
Oh, fuck. Well, thanks for tuning in. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Go to our website. At yotina.podmac.com and keep it locked at soundcast.fm, where we also do live shows, and our YouTube channel, where we do trailer reactions, clip reactions, and all kinds of sexy fun stuff. What? No, maybe sexy. It could be. It's fun times. Just go check it out. It's free. Subscribe and like all that. Let's God our way out of here.
This has been Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.